Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to.
Hi, I'm your host, Angela Loeb. Welcome to Be Radiant Radio. And welcome to today's program, Look for the Lift When Things Get Tough. Today, we're going to get motivational. Today, we're going to talk about the lift metaphor. It's something that my sister Gina taught me many years ago, and it's meant to help you stay motivated when you're going after a dream. You see, my story is that in March 2007, I did this daring thing. For the first time ever, I gave up being someone else's employee, and I went into business for myself. And after I told my sister what I was up to, she sent me this lovely little note that I cherished at that time, and I still do, because I found it again recently and looked at it. And in her note, she acknowledged that I was at ground level in my journey, and she gave me this beautiful metaphor. She wrote, "Think of the Wright brothers. They were destined to build a plane that would become the precursor to human technological flight. However, they were grounded for some time before they were able to realize the technological model that would work. The key, I believe, in their success was that they had many disappointments, which allowed for many designs and creative solutions. Each time they would test the contraption, the design had some lift. So they would set ablaze the energy needed to enable them to continue to the pursuit of the perfect design." She pointed out that people thought they were crazy to do what they were doing, but they kept looking for the lift, and they kept staying focused on their mission. And then she said, "When things get tough, when you're in the process, think of the Wright brothers. Look for the lift, and you'll get there." "I believe in you," she says, "and the cause of your ultimate purpose." Now, as I reflect back on that time, my ultimate purpose back then, and it still is, it's to simply be able to write and speak about the things that really matter to me, to reach and help out and inspire people, and of course, to be able to do that for a living. And back then, I had a vague sense that I'd like to reach more people. And in my old career as a recruiter, I could only reach one person at a time, so, you know, help one person at a time. And so I thought, if I wrote something or spoke to a group, did workshops, wrote a book, that kind of thing, maybe I could reach more people and have a wider influence, a bigger impact, a greater legacy one day. And that's it. That was my intention, to step out and live a bigger story than I had been living. Now, today, it's March 6, 2016. And as I celebrated my business's birthday this past week and that major career change I made 9 years ago, I'm pleased to say that all along I've been finding that lift my sister had talked about. All along the way, I found lift. And look, it worked. I mean, I get to do programs like this. I've written a few books and a lot of articles about the topics I've always been interested in exploring. I've created plenty of programs to help people, and of course, I'm not finished yet. The first time I found significant lift in my business, it happened when my first book had just come out in late 2008, and someone I knew in my network named Jay Markunas, he said, "I have this idea about a seminar that we could do together to help people being affected by the economic downturn." Now, I had already been doing a quarterly seminar on my own, which is actually how I met Jay in the first place. But it was a tiny little thing by comparison. It was a small lift in the design of this ultimate purpose of my business. Jay's idea was much bigger. It was a Wright Brothers type of idea as far as we were concerned. And that idea had lift for sure. We helped a lot of people in the community. We ended up doing three big seminars in 2009, actually, instead of just one, and a whole lot of other small ones all over town for various groups. And all the work we did developing that program and all the work we did promoting it, it led to 15 seconds of fame as I got interviewed and our story got some coverage on the nightly news at one of the local TV stations. So we got more lift and more lift. And the lift we were getting, we created what would become a popular online radio show that ran for 2 years. And then we did some webinars and turned that into online courses. So you get my point? I mean, it was just we continued on trying to find that lift to take off. A news article in a local newspaper about our work, it led to more great stuff. And the biggest lift that came out of that was when I got to form a collaboration to produce some great programs with Tom Cassidy, my colleague in the UK. And he had read the news article and he reached out, and then one thing led to another, and that particular lift led to about 100,000 people, 100,000 people, that is, to date, participating in programs that Tom and I created together. So you see, it's just as my sister had said all those years ago when she encouraged me to think about the lift and stay focused on my ultimate purpose. Like the Wright brothers, I've had a lot of setbacks too. So it's not been all lift, lift, lift. There have been setbacks. And really what I thought we were doing, what Jay and I were doing, was going to really take off. I thought that was it. We had built, we'd gone from the bicycle shop down to Kitty Hawk Beach and built the contraption, right? No, not really. It was great. It was a great experience. It was great fun. But, you know, we had setbacks, and it just wasn't sustainable long-term for us to keep going. But it did lead me to working with Tom, which has opened up my eyes to more things than I had even imagined before. Now, I've also had moments when not only did others think I was a little crazy for doing what I was doing, but I would also wonder sometimes if I was crazy too. But when you've got significant lift and when you believe you're on a mission, that kind of doubt really only lasts a nanosecond or maybe just a small space of a morning, and then you're back to work that day. And any naysayers eventually become gray noise. They just become background noise to you because they're not significant in your progress. They don't hold you back anymore. And that's because when you're a person who's found a little lift in your design, it motivates you, and you look for more lift and more, and you keep on going. And then before you know it, you're flying on the beach at Kitty Hawk. And before you know it, you've written books and articles, and you've created a dozen programs and a couple of radio shows, and you've given hundreds of presentations about topics that matter to you, and you're flying in your ultimate purpose. It's not just a little lift. Now you're actually aloft. Now you're actually flying. Now, what is your dream? And have you had any lift? If you really want to think about this, because, you know, just step back and really consider what has been the lift in your own journey towards your own realization of your dream. Because maybe you've had some lift, but you failed to recognize it. In the last episode, I talked about using hindsight to notice when things are falling into place, even though you might think they're falling apart. And you think of the lift as something specific you can look for in your hindsight analysis. When you do the hit rewind exercise that I suggested in that episode, you can not only look for what you learned, but you can also see how that has added some lift to your purpose, to your dream overall. The Wright brothers use what they learned in their design to achieve even more lift. So what can you do with what you've learned to achieve more lift too? And, you know, I know how tough things can get. I've had those times when I've looked at the bank account, and it's like, what's happening here? You know, and your dream, you're wondering if you're ever going to get there. You have to take such small baby steps. You wonder if you'll ever get back to that leaps and bounds. But I know that even a little lift can be important to glom onto and use it like my sister suggested and like she said, to set ablaze the energy needed so you can continue in the pursuit. Everything I've done has not only been part of my ultimate purpose, but it's opened my eyes to what more I could do. All of the setbacks, all of the lift, all of it's been helpful. Not only do I write and speak about topics that matter to me, like those I get to cover on Be Radiant Radio, but it also has made me wonder, what, I want to reach more people, but what if it was a million people? Not just 100,000 people. But 1 million people. And you remember, my original goal was pretty vague, just reach more people. Instead of working and helping one person at a time, reach more people. Well, I have, and now I can see farther. It's like by taking off and getting that more lift, I can see farther. I have now enough lift that I can see that I can fly in a more impactful way or further or longer. And this year, as I enter into my 10th year in business, I've got this goal to reach a million people now. And with all of the radio shows and all the virtual programs I've developed, all the technology I've been exposed to, even though the closest I've ever been to a computer science, being a computer science person, was taking a computer programming class in college. That was back in the 1980s. So, yes, the language was Pascal. It was that long ago. But really, though, with all of the technology platforms I've worked for, all the experimentation I've done, I've got this idea that I'm pursuing now, and it's opened my eyes to how I can achieve even more lift and fly even better with an even greater design to reach a million people. I'm now developing a virtual program system that self-help experts like coaches and consultants can use to scale and reach more people so I can help them help change more people's lives. See, it doesn't have to be me directly impacting them, but me helping others that help others. I want us to be able to reach a million or more lives. Now, will this take 5 years? Will it take 10 years to achieve this? I don't know, but I am looking for the lift, and I am finding it, and I'm tinkering some more, and this contraption, it's beginning to get off the ground. So bring it on. This is exciting, 2016. So what about you? What are you working on? What are you dreaming about? I want you to look for the lift. I want you to get off the ground, too. All right. Now, I hope you're fired up. And this is just a short, sweet, little motivational talk I'm giving to you right now. I really don't have anything prescriptive other than, hey, stop for a minute, really sit with it, and look for the lift. What have you done that has given you some lift? How can you use that to get more, to work on your design toward your dream? All right. On that note, I'll conclude today's program. But before I go, I have a quick announcement. Spring break is coming up, and so there's going to be a brief break, too, with Be Radiant Radio. We'll be resuming again on April 3rd with a special guest that I'm really excited about. We've worked together before, and it was a blast, so I'm really looking forward to this. I'll have a life coach. And she's a clairvoyant intuitive, meaning she's psychic. And her name is Christina Carlin. She'll be on the program on April 3rd. I hope you'll enjoy that, and I hope you'll join me next time. It'll be such a treat to have Christina on the program. Now, before I go, I do want to send a special shout-out to my sister, Gina. Thank you, sweetie. I so appreciate you and your wisdom and, of course, your belief in me. It's working. It's still working. Also, I want to thank you, dear listener. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you, too. And, hey, please don't be shy about reaching out to me. AngelaLoeb.com will get you to my About page, so you can type that in, and it'll take you to my About page. You can scroll down and click on the social media icons to connect with me. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and G+. Or you can send me an email. I'd love to hear from you, especially about what things you're doing to achieve lift in your pursuit of your dream. All right. So until April 3rd, I hope you'll be well, and I hope you'll find the lift, and keep carrying on, and be shiny.